Revelation chapter 3. Good to be in the house of God today. Feel such a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this house. I love the spirit of unity, and I love the fact that the called, chosen, and faithful. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, and we're going to begin today with verse number 7. Hear the words of Christ if your Bible has the words in red. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he which that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it." Easing your eyes down to verse number 11. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Jesus, we love you. We praise you today. God, what a beautiful spirit in the house today. What a privilege it is to be together on Father's Day. What a privilege it is, God, to be together as a family of God, as a people of God. Bless our service today. Anoint my lips, God, and our ears to hear what you have to say to the church. We give you all the praise, all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This afternoon, I want to preach to you a message titled, A Door of Opportunity. A Door of Opportunity. It could be said in concerns to that of our modern world, how that just about everything that people focus their lives upon today literally does not include God. Through the years, with the erosion of our taking God out of the schools and out of people's everyday life, I guess in a sense it is as if society, as we know it, is bringing up a generation of people who ultimately are godless people. What it is that I'm saying to you today is how that many people live, and they do, and overall it is their lives that consist of not much of anything that has to do with God. You know, for many, God is an option. God, for many, is a last choice. In a world, people today have become more of a pleasure-seeking and a sin-seeking people than a God-seeking people. And it is as a result of this condition of our modern world and society, how that at a glance, it is you that can see how the fabric of the family lies in tatters. It is you who no doubt sees without much effort how that many people's lives lay in ruin. It is you who can see how that we as humanity are pretty much forced to have to exist in a world where the majority of people about us clearly demonstrate the fact that they're out for and they look out for nobody other than they themselves. I'm in it for me. It's all about me. The psalmist writes in the book of Psalms, chapter 9 and verse 17. He writes that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Every day in the media, it's you who can read of the accounts of the countless number of human atrocities, those that are being committed one against the other. At a glance, as you and I can see for ourselves, how society has all but allowed itself to disintegrate to the place where almost every moral value within our society rests upon the brink of a total collapse. If it was right one time, well, it's not right now. If it was once a a belief system among us as a people. Well, we don't have to believe that anymore. See, this afternoon, I guess what it is I'm trying to say to you is it appears as though once again humanity has all but lost all of its anchors. Those at one time were set upon God Almighty and that of His Word. When I was a boy growing up back in the 60s, and no doubt those before me, we used to say the Lord's Prayer out in our little gathering of assembly. We'd line up outside of the school and we'd say the Lord's Prayer. At different times in our assembly, we would sing God Save the Queen. And in people's homes, there would be Bibles. And in people's lives, there would be church and there would be God. But what they're doing now, in the midst of this world, they've taken away those anchors. They've taken away those landmarks. They had moved the things that at one time meant a lot to people. And they're no longer set. They're focused in our lives. Yet in the midst of this chaos of our day, it is I who believes that among the messed up masses, there still remains a people within the people who in their lives are they who are seeking for ways to escape. A people, shall I say, who desire an opportunity in their lives to be able to return to the state and the condition that they at one time had been prior to their falling into such an apostate condition. I know I wish I had God back in my life. I wish I had God back in our home. I wish really God at one time could ever one day come back to our schools. See, I'm talking to you about those who are sick of sin. Those among us who are crying out from their hearts for a Savior. And at the least for a life change. This life is going nowhere. And I don't like it. This life isn't taking me down any paths that I want to walk. People among us today often are they who talk about and who speak about life's opportunities. You know, the many opportunities that present to them a new start. A chance to see their current life and their state of life changed. Whether or not it's concerns to a new job, a new location, the opportunity of their embarking upon a new adventure in their life. One that will, for them, for their families, be what opens the door to what would be considered for them a brand new day. I just want to get out of where we're at. I just want to move on from the position that we're in. I just want to see different scenery. I want to talk to different people. However, today I've not come to discuss with you the opportunities of a financial or really a physical change in your life. For it is I who this day is the one standing before you seeking to take your minds and your hearts upon a journey towards the greatest opportunity. That's not just for you that are here, but it's for any who give their ear to hear. For when before them and before you there stands a door of opportunity, you'll find that not everyone that you might speak to nor seek to have them give you your ears to hear, who in the great expanse of this life, they, the people, I'm afraid, they're not the ones to take a hold of the opportunity it concerns to what I'm about to share with you and to present with you today. The reason people don't buy in is because of a problem that continues to exist in our day. The problem that I'm referring to is the fact that even when there stands before people a door of opportunity because of a false misconception of such an opportunity, what it offers to them as far as to the many, sadly enough, many are going to be that miss it. Oh, I don't want God. In fact, I don't even believe I need God. When in reality, when it is the opportunity for them and for you, for anyone who can take a hold of an opportunity of something like this, the day had come for some of us that are here who opened that door in order to walk through it. It is we who discovered what was to be the greatest opportunity that this natural life had ever presented. I never knew about real forgiveness. I never knew that the watery grave that I would go down in Jesus' name and would come out of, I would rise to walk in newness of life. There was nothing in this natural world, this world of opportunities that gave me such an opportunity. Is that to feel forgiven, to walk out of there a brand new man, a brand new person, to understand the fact that God loves me, a God that I at one time had rejected. The opportunity of you, of their or your or our walking away from an invisible prison, a world of sin, and one of addictions, leaving a world where society has taught the masses to lean upon the pharmaceutical methods of relief instead of they and their lives turning their souls back towards the God that they in this life had walked away from. What happened to, I'm not feeling well, I'm going to have pastor pray for me. What happened to, God, things aren't going well right now. Would you touch my body and would you renew me from within? And sadly enough, when talking to people in our day, it's they who still seem to want to exist within the walls of the prison of sin. Today, humanity as a whole continues to do as they have done in the past. It's they who fail to not only recognize, but they fail to take advantage of it when it is their door of opportunity that is before them. As it presents itself to them, and all you have to do is to be willing to cross the threshold in order to walk through it. There's the door. It's right in front of you. Jesus said, I've set before you an open door. Nobody can shut that door. Nobody can stop you from walking through that. The whosoever will can go in there. Whether you're young, you're old, you're middle-aged, you're married, you're single, you can go through that door. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. A doorway to your freedom, a passageway to your soul's salvation, a door of opportunity, one that you and you alone must decide whether or not it's going to be you who walks through this door. It's your choice. God's not up there with a baseball bat looking to beat you up, drag you by your hair or the scruff of your neck, haul you in there by your belt loop, throw you in through that door. You see, in the book of Revelation that we read today, chapter 3, verse 7, and the first portion of verse 8, we read where Jesus was addressing the church in Philadelphia. And even though today we're not representative of this church, it still is the words. It is the opportunity today that my message thought is focused upon. In verse 8, the first portion, the book of Revelation, are the words that continue to echo down from generation to generation. Jesus said, I set it before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. But it's I who, in a reply to such words, declares, no man, that is true. For the only man, woman, boy, or girl who could shut this door of the promise to God is you. You can shut that door. You can put your foot against the door. I remember many years ago, I would have been about 19, and I remember that I had some people that like to go around on Saturdays very early in the morning, two of them, and they knock on your door and they wanted to offer you stuff. Well, I wasn't living for God. I wasn't even interested in God. And I didn't consider anything about God other than cussing his name. And so these two people came to my door and I opened the door and they said they had this little tract and they wanted to sell it to me about being awake and whatever. Well, I just woke up and I was asleep. And so I said, I'm not interested. And I go to shut the door, and the guy stuck his foot in the door. Now back then, without God, pre-Christ, I didn't have a good attitude. And I said, if you don't move your foot, I'm going to take this door and break your foot with it. I said, one, two, and he pulled his foot back, and I slammed the door. Well, nobody else shut that door but me. And you say, well, nobody can make me go through that. You're not big enough to make me go through that door. I don't care who you are. You're right. But Jesus said nobody can shut that door. Oh, yes, they can. No man but you. No lady but you. No young person but you. You can shut that door of opportunity right in the face of your opportunity. See, well, today, you know, some of you might be wondering, well, why is our pastor, he's standing up here and he's preaching a message that are, by all intents and purposes, is a message for the sinner? That's kind of crazy. Maybe the majority, maybe all of us that are here today and the days gone by, we've walked through that door. You know, he's preaching about a door of opportunity. Well, from the outside, look into a message such as this, that might be true. But you know, I come to you today, I believe under the unction of the Holy Ghost and the mighty God that we serve, to say to the weary in well-doing, I've come to say to those who in their bodies that are sick, and to others that might be growing weary in the fight of this good fight of faith, how that more often than not, it is you who in your life, when adversity comes or there arises a conflict within your soul, as it is Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith, who stands at the ready to say to your life, storm, or is ready to speak into your world, peace. That is you, it's we, and shall I be bold enough to say, it's we who are the ones who in our lives, we, even like those who live on the outside of God's grace, in your life when such an opportunity is before you, as Jesus Christ is the one who's offering you to come and to walk through that door, we don't. But that door is clearly the one that's going to lead to your freedom when it's Jesus Christ who offers you in your life a walk with him, an answer to your prayer, an escape from your life's storm. I'm afraid to say often it's we who fail to grasp, or we fail maybe to be the ones to understand the fact that any time and throughout our life in Christ, it's Jesus who stands at the ready, willing to take your burdens, is prepared for you to be the one to walk through that door. And all you got to do is when you walk through it, is you cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You walk through that door and you feel light, and it seems like a big weight just dropped off your shoulder. You walk in there and you find true love, and you find a real peace. A peace that passes all understanding. When you walk through that door, you walk into the arms of a Savior that has been waiting for you and longing for you in your life to just walk through that door. See, when life's trials and tests that come upon us, when from all appearance it seems as though the enemy of your soul is coming upon you like a flood, in the midst of the greatest of storms of this life, there is and still remains, and I believe will forever exist for you, the opportunity for you when Jesus Christ stands before you with an open door. It's you who can choose, who can seize that opportunity by refusing to be the one to succumb to the pressures of what we call life. Let me tell you, they figure life is so easy. Life doesn't have any problems. Who are you kidding? Instead of you in such a time is to allow Jesus Christ as he offers to you to determine right then and there, you know what, I'm not taking this anymore. I can't take this anymore. The pressure's too great. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk through that door. I'm going to walk through my door of opportunity, and whatever happens, happens, because where I am, it ain't working now, and where I want to go is through that door to where Jesus Christ is. Every day in concerns to the life of the saved as well as the unsaved, I believe Jesus Christ stands at that door. He does this for the sinner whose heart is heavy laden with sin. Jesus is the one who holds the door for the redeemed, those who in their lives can seek for the answers to their life's problems. Come on, he says, just walk through the door. Come on. Come on, just come. I can tell you of times when I've offered people to come to church and said, you know what, I'll tell you what, you're going to find a great peace and a great promise. Just come to church. And they would tell me after they didn't show up, yeah, you know what, I really felt like coming. I really wanted to come. I said, that was your door of opportunity. I want you to know that there exists other ways outside of what the world offers to you. When the opportunity I speak of is what stands before you, when you walk through it to meet Jesus on the other side, I've come to declare to you one and all that is in this time in your life, when the ultimate choice of walking through the door or turning and walking the other way? I got a choice. I promise you that if you'd be the one to walk through that door, everything in your life is not only, but it can and it will for you, will be allowed to be, if you allow it to be, will be what changes. It'll change. I walked through that door. I didn't know what to expect. And you look like, I'm not going back. I'm not going back to the pit. I'm not going back to the pain. I'm not going back to the disappointment, the disillusionment. I'm not going back to my false friends. I'm not going back to the alcohol, the drugs, the smokes, whatever it is. I'm not going to go back to the confusion of life. I'm going to keep my hands in the hands of my Savior. I'm going to walk through that door again and again and again. The songwriter, he writes a song, "Oh, what needs we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." But I'm saying today, church, if it only be you who in such a time would just take that step of faith. Yeah, sometimes it is. Walk through that door that Jesus is standing before you, and what you would discover when you walk through it, everything in your life will come to a rest in peace. Does that mean, preacher, pastor, that I'm not going to have any more issues? Oh, no, you will. You're going to have more problems. Troubles and trials will arise, but guess what is also there every day? The door of opportunity. The door that you can say, you know what? I had enough. I can't take this anymore. I'm willing in my self-pity. I'm struggling in my own life. I feel like everything's just crashing around me. But wait, there's a door. My door of opportunity. In the book of Psalms 121. Cut your Bible in half. You hit the book of Psalms. 121. Verses 1 and 2. It says the song of degrees. Here the psalmist writes, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh mine help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Well, what does this mean? It means that God has provided for you and I a never-exhausting source of renewal, of strength, of wisdom, a never-exhausting source of spiritual direction. God's on the other side of this door, and he has the ability to guide you through all and many of the pathways of your life. And all this comes to you by being the one that, as Jesus stands there and holds that door open for you, that is you, my friend, who walks through the door. It is a door that can be crossed over by both the saved and the unsaved. It is a door full of its opportunities and its blessings, and one that flows freely upon those whose faith and trust rest in God. I like that there's a scripture that says some men trust in horses and chariots, but I'm going to trust in the name of the Lord. I'm going to trust in God. My faith is in God. Well, the world's falling apart. What are you doing? I'm trusting God. Everything around us is crumbling and crashing. What are you doing? I'm trusting God. I believe he's going to carry me through this. I believe he's going to help. How do you know that? Well, come on with me. Let's walk through that door. To those who right now at this moment of time cry out, "My life is out of control." To those whose present life circumstance could readily be those who could use some help, wishing that God would show up in order to help them, or maybe you to overcome your life's trial or task. In fact, whatever state of being your life would find you this day, I present to you this option for concerns that of your life, your circumstance. Well, could it be that the one who's literally standing and who has been offering to you an open door, an opportunity, could it be, I ask you this day, that it is Jesus Christ who's ready to answer your prayer, to be the one to meet your need, to be the one to help you in such a time which you who feels you can't even help yourself? All you need to do to seize this opportunity when Jesus declares is the one that's offering you has crossed that threshold. Go through the door, and he'll lead you to heights and depths maybe to this day you have yet to explore. I didn't know that God was so real. I didn't understand that God was a very present help in trouble. I didn't realize that he is my anchor. But the Bible says the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him, and he delivereth them. I didn't understand all that. I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. I didn't realize God would give me such freedom. Yeah, the freedom lies beyond that open door. Sometimes in church services and through messages, I wish that people would stop long enough to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. What is God saying? Well, I'm saved. I got the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, repented of my sins, living for God, maybe for years. Yeah, but how often do you forfeit? How often do you not walk through that door? How often does the devil come with his spiritual invisible gloves and he beats the tar out of you? Could it be for you this day that God is the one that's just calling for you to cross over to that doorway to the other side? Could it be that waiting for you is blessings, hope, God's promises, maybe healing, your deliverance, your salvation, God's forgiveness? Whatever it is, my friend, you on the other side, you're prepared to do. I just want to walk through that door. Whatever it is, you may not be in my shoes. You might not walk in my moccasins. You don't know where I'm going, but I know where I'm going. I'm going through the door. You don't understand. You see, I think it's too late. I'm too bad. I've gone too far. And all the while, the voice of God comes back to you and says, no, you haven't. Just stop whatever it is you're doing and walk through that door. And the pinnacle of this message thought today is this, that verse 11 of Revelation 3 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. God's coming back. He's coming back for those who are looking and longing for his return. And the promise in that open door, I want you to know, will not always be what remains open to you. If you in your life choose to linger in the valley of indecision, it might be, it may be you who then loses that crown of life that Jesus has been offering to you, the one that's inside on the other side of that door. I just wish I'd have done it. I should have responded. I should have gone there. I should have stopped and prayed. So the saints of God this afternoon, to those who have or that at one time have walked through that open door, Jesus offers you today the fact that you need to never forget that he ceases not to offer you renewing. Jesus ceases not to offer to you comfort, his wisdom, God's divine direction for your soul. Jesus every day is a very present help. Jesus every day is the one that wants to help you. Jesus every day wants you to know that he loves you and that he's here for you and that he died for you. We talked about in Father's Day this morning about things of a father. I want to let you know God is faithful as he always is. As a child of God standing behind the door, it should be you as a saint of God who should know what Jesus can do for you. But I ask you today, why is it that sometimes, yeah, maybe many times, we hesitate instead of walking through that door? I don't know why. Why didn't you walk through that door today? I don't know why. Jesus calls out to you. You don't have to carry your burdens all alone. I'm as close as a mention of my name. I've done that a few times throughout my life, you know, when I've been in storms. You might think I'm crazy. That's okay. I lost my mind. I got the mind of Christ. Anyhow, you might think this is crazy, maybe foolish and stupid, but I've had times in my life, and all I did, I didn't have a whole lot of strength to do anything. I was so depressed and down, felt like just like a piece of dirt in the floor. It's Jesus, are you there? And all of a sudden, just like now, little doodads start going up down your backbone. You can just feel the presence of God. It's like the Holy Ghost in this place today. Is it Jesus? Jesus, what are you saying? I just want you to walk through that door. You came here today. I just want you to walk through that door. Well, God, what's on the other side of the door? What do you need? I need a promise. I need salvation. Today, the pastor's talking about a door of opportunity. To the sinner, to the saint of God every day, and sometimes multiple times during the day, Jesus is holding that door open to you. Listen to me, church. I'm not standing up here preaching to you about a Savior that could have been there for you. I'm not standing here declaring to you a message of wishes and dreams for you today or for you tomorrow. I stand today to declare to you the fact that right now in this very moment of time, Wherever it is that you are, in whatever state of life or condition you are in, Jesus Christ, I want you to know, remains to be the one who's standing, waiting on the other side of the door. Jesus Christ, for all of us, for the whosoever will, hallelujah, is the healer. Yes. He's my comforter. Jesus, yes, Christ is the only one that can take what the devil tried to destroy and put it all back together. Now, why is it we as a people, we spend our entire life seeking and searching and hoping to find the answer to the question that are deep down in our soul, when right in front of us is a door of opportunity? Finally, when we share with somebody the hope that lies within us, just maybe ask them sometime. You're talking to somebody, you know, why should you or why should they have to spend their lives forever drifting, wandering around, when what brought you to that door was an opportunity? The message that is coming to you today, to anyone who will take the time to hear it, is the truth of the power of God's word that can set us free. And the only question I'm going to bring to you as I close this message, when you stand before your own door of opportunity, what are you going to do? Why don't you be the one to determine in your life and your times of need, when it's you seeking an answer, to just stop. Stop what you're doing and get to that place in God where you walk through that door. I want to tell you how beautiful that peace is. You walk through the door and it's almost like your hands just want to go up automatically. Let's stand together. Your hands want to go up and your voice just wants to emulate and to lift up Christ. Right now you have a door, an opportunity to walk through that door, to start afresh, to walk through the door, an opportunity that can and has the power to change the direction your life is going in. On the other side of that door is God's promises. And right now you have that opportunity to walk through that door. As we are here today, I'm going to offer you right now to step out of your comfort zone. Come to the front of the church, my friend, today. Just close your eyes and lift up your hands and say, God, I'm walking through the door. Why don't you come? Is that Jesus? Is he offering you to come? Why don't you come? Come on. I'm safe, hidden here. Jesus.